Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
So put the thermostat up.
Well, I'm going to do that today. I thought I did it last night, but it didn't take for some reason. I had the temperature set to go up to 69 degrees at 5 o'clock in the morning. But it didn't work. So I've got to play with it once again.
Yeah.
But I tell you, at 59 degrees, it's even too cold to get a shower in the morning. It's just too cold.
Oh, 59, yeah.
In the house. That's what it was in the house, because it was only 46 degrees outside. And
The cabin last weekend, when I got up to go to church Sunday morning, was 59.
Yeah.
Inside. Outside was 50. But of course I had no heat on.
Yeah.
And, it was very chilly. So I know what you're talking about. Very, very chilly.
You move a little slower.
You sure do. Well, tonight's going to be even colder. So you better make sure you get that thermostat up. Now, as far as today, there may be a scattered shower or sprinkle. Otherwise, we'll call it partly cloudy. The high today, 60 to 65. Tonight, with a clear sky, we'll drop to the low 40s. Sunny, mid-60s Friday. Sunny, 65 to 70 Saturday. Sunday, we were thinking that maybe some rain would come in later in the mid-60s. I don't think so now. I think we may be changing that forecast and just maybe just call it partly cloudy. And the highs, if we get sun on Sunday, could creep into the 70s. So that is good news. You know, I always tell you, never, ever base a weekend on a Tuesday forecast, because it can always change, and you know that, and it can always change. So that's a scoop there. We welcome Victor, Tropical Storm Victor, to the hurricane party this year. Sam is out there, still a very dangerous hurricane, not going to affect anyone. And Victor will do the same. It will move northwest and then north, and we'll stay out in the Atlantic, so we don't have to worry about him as well. Isn't that good news?
Yeah, can't we call Victor Vic?
You can call him anything you want. I mean, just don't call him late to dinner, that's all.
Vic sounds more nasty and mean for, you know, a hurricane. Victor is not a name for a hurricane. Victor, come here, Victor.
But I'm glad I don't pick these names. I really am. But these are hurricane center names. And if we get to Wanda, then, and we get more after that, then they have a supplemental list this year. So we do not go to the Greek alphabet.
Okay, the supplemental.
Supplemental list. Yeah, I looked at that list a while back. I don't have it in front of me now. The names were the weirdest I could ever imagine on that supplemental list. I don't know. They either have a lack of sleep when they draw up these lists, or they're just drinking too much. What can I say? I don't know where they get these names from. But I did have time yesterday because the weather was so quiet. It was so quiet. I said I'm going to see if I could find that 10 Cloverdale Lane with John Goodman.
Oh, I've seen that movie. Yep.
And my hair cutter, Kobe, he told me about it. He goes, it could be a movie that you guys may be able to do. So I said, all right, let me just take a look at it. So I did watch it. It was very intriguing. I mean, one of the problems with that movie, as you well know, there's three people.
Yep.
I mean, there's only three characters. So it would not allow, I mean, I'd have to rewrite the movie, but it is a psychological thriller, and Goodman plays a great character role in that. And the whole thing, I mean, I kind of knew where it was going. I'm not giving it away in case any of our listeners want to look at it. But the ending is quite interesting. So I watched that yesterday, and that's one down. I still have to watch. Marshall told me to watch The Hero.
Yep.
And you also told me to watch Here Today.
Here Today and the Clint Eastwood movie.
Right. So I have those movies to watch. We'll see. Maybe Maybe I'll have a chance to do it today, but I doubt it. I have my yoga class this afternoon, late this afternoon, so I'll be in yoga, so that'll kill that. And tomorrow I have to go for my annual eye exam.
That's not going to be a good day. Well, so the only thing about the Goodman movie, 10 Cloverdale Lane, you'd have to be able to produce some sort of alien spaceship at the end.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would take that right from the movie.
Yeah.
I would just take that right from the movie, you know, and splice it in. But you would need that whole clever underground scene there. I mean, where she was, I mean, it was basically, it looked like a cinder block cell. We wouldn't have a problem there because there's a lot of cabins up there that are up on cinder blocks. And they have, like, their basement.
Yeah.
That's their basement. So I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I'd have a problem, you know, with the main kitchen and dining room. And then they had, remember he had that long tunnel?
Yep.
And then she had to go through the vents.
And then she had to go up the stairs. And
Right. So, you know, it would definitely be a problem. I don't think that movie's for us.
What's interesting is 10 Cloverdale Lane, there was also a movie called Just Cloverdale, where this giant monster was in New York City wrecking havoc, which was also a very good psychological thriller. They claim that they're not related, but they definitely are. Those movies are definitely related. Cloverdale and 10 Cloverdale Lane. And I enjoyed both of them because it's not that they were so scary. They were suspenseful. They were suspenseful.
Right. So there's one called Just Cloverdale, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the first one of the series. And it takes place in New York City where this, and you only get brief glimpses of the monster, which is so great because it builds in your mind. But mm-hmm. that was a very good psychological thriller, too. Really was.
Mm-hmm. So, wow. So. Yeah, well, so, yeah, so so that was that, and that's it. Everything else is quiet. I'm looking at our skies this morning as the sun comes up, and I see, looks like it's partly cloudy. I see some blue out there. So one of the typical fall-like days coming at us.
It just right now, it's just cloudy here. I had some spotty rain when I came in.
Yeah, I figured.
It literally took me 6 minutes, though, for my knees to warm up to get from my house to my car because it was they're just so and that was my fault, too, because I do have an electric blanket that I can wrap around my knees. But that was just plain stupid. But today I'm getting that furnace is getting going. There's no doubt about it.
There is. And, you know, they do sell. You can go online and look at it. They do sell and, of course, this is all via USB, these knee bands that you plug in, you know, via USB, and they warm them up, and you put them on your knees.
Oh, I have those. I have those, too. But they're a little clunky when you wear them, and it's nice when you take an electric blanket, and you get it, and you just wrap it around the lower portion of your legs from the knee on down. You still have room to flip and flop on the bed and to move around. And
I was talking about before you leave and you get into the car.
I'm not sure that would be enough time.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got the one knee that is getting better. I mean, the pain in it is 50% less, but the other knee really fouls the whole thing up because that's gotten worse in the past 6 weeks. And I tried to get a hold of my doctor yesterday, but I wasn't able to, so I'll get a hold of him today and see if we can fix this because I just can't see in the winter walking out. Like this, if there's any ice. Snow is no problem. I can walk through snow. But boy, if there's any ice or anything like that.
You could have a big problem.
Yeah, certainly yeah. Could. It would be 10, it would be 142 Factory Street where I'd be sitting my butt doing everything from inside my house. But we'll see what happens. Like I said, I can feel the difference in my left knee. And I think once we get through it, that'll be all right. So let's recap the forecast because it's not as bad as I initially thought it would be.
No, we have a scattered shower today, partly cloudy skies, 60 to 65, low 40s tonight, nice and sunny Friday and Saturday in the 60s, and then partly cloudy, I think, for Sunday when the highs could go to the 70s.
Now, did you go through your range of emotions with John Goodman? Did you like him at one point and then end up knowing that he was crazy?
Yeah. I've been mixed emotions. Yeah, at one point, it looked like he was being very, very nice to her. And then, you know, then he would just switch. And there was no doubt about it. I thought he was definitely on the nut side, but he turned out to be right because he knew what was out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for your weather forecaster movie reviews, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
All righty. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and a review of a movie or two.